Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger and this is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is June 18th, 2023. This is the Applied Astrology segment, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. In this report, we're taking a look at Donald Trump's astrology chart, how his Vedic astrology karmic timeline and transit patterns are manifesting as events in his life now, and what's coming up in the near future. So, let's first check in on where he is in the planetary period and sub-period system. Trump began a new major period, his Jupiter major period, just at the time when he got elected, in November 2016. The Jupiter major period is 16 years long, so that major period is still running today. Due to the houses that Jupiter rules by way of its signs, Sagittarius and Pisces, Jupiter becomes a mixed bag for Leo rising charts. Although it rules the auspicious fifth house, Jupiter also represents the problematic eighth house. The fifth house covers romance, children, entertainment, investment, and good past life credit. The eighth house includes death and longevity, financial involvements, big changes, chronic problems, secret actions, and scandal and humiliation. His natal Jupiter is placed in his second house, so this is where the fifth and eighth house karmas express themselves. The second house is family. Thus, fifth house good past life credit and eighth house inheritance manifested through his father getting him started in real estate. The second house is personal finances and income. The fifth house is speculation and investment, therefore income derived from speculation and investment. But since Jupiter pulls in the eighth house significations as well, the investment money involves financial arrangements with others and through secret activities, and therefore gets tainted with scandal. Now, note that the second house is the house of possessions. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. Apply this to the current situation, in other words, the stolen documents. Trump publicly insists that the documents are his. "They are my documents," he says. One pundit proposes it's almost a Gollum in Lord of the Rings moment. He has a hoarding instinct about the documents, some weird security blanket. It boosts his ego and reminds him that he actually, somehow, became president of the United States. But it's a pathological condition, in addition to being criminal. The pathological comment fits with Trump having Ketu conjunct his natal moon, a combination in Vedic astrology that manifests as all sorts of strange, intense, emotional behavior patterns. Or, since the second house is the house of money, another second house angle would be taking valuable documents strictly for personal financial use. Or as another pundit postulates, we have absolutely no evidence that he was selling this information to anybody. But there's every reason to believe, given his past, that there would be a possibility that he might trade this information, if not dramatically for money, maybe for access, maybe just so that he can make contacts and build a hotel in this place or that place. From the middle of 2021 until October 2023, Trump is in the Mercury sub-period of his Jupiter major period. The planet of communications and the media is strong in his chart, in its own sign, Gemini, in the 11th house of gains. Mercury in Gemini loves information, loves talk and debate, and is good at messaging. As we can see, despite his legal battles, Trump's media savvy is in full swing, For example, Trump is treating the Florida arraignment as just another part of his campaign trail. It's an opportunity for a campaign rally, an opportunity to grab the headlines. Even so, circumstances don't always cooperate. Despite his repeated calls for protest, 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 the mob he summoned to show up outside the courthouse in Miami on arraignment day was disappointingly small. Only a few hundred, far less than expected. And there were no cameras allowed in the courtroom, depriving him of the chance for a media splash in that venue. But, ever the opportunist, Trump proceeded from the courthouse to a well-known Cuban-American restaurant in Miami, where he put on a show for a supportive crowd and, of course, for the cameras. As always, Trump takes any opportunity to turn something into theater. Gemini is a sign that usually has several balls up in the air at the same time. It's a multitasker. And it appears, indeed, that Trump's legal schedule is getting quite crowded. Besides the new federal charges and a Georgia state case still waiting for a date, there are four other court cases, civil and criminal, in various jurisdictions with dates already scheduled. But this coming October, Trump's Mercury sub-period ends. Next up will be his K2 sub-period. K2 is the significator of past karma coming due. In Trump's chart, K2 is especially strong because of its tight conjunction with his natal moon and because K2 is in Scorpio, which K2 has a particular affinity for. K2 periods are well known for upsetting the apple cart, even to the point of creating chaos. Scorpio is a sign associated with secrets and conspiracies. K2 is past karma, Scorpio is vengeful. So, his K2 sub-period could be a dangerous time period for the Donald. Since K2 is in near exact conjunction with Trump's natal moon, it is a major indicator of how he expresses himself. Scorpio harbors deep feelings and an instinct for power, and has psychic intuition. K2, too, is psychic, but it's also a significator of chaos. That seems to fit with Trump's style. He has a preternatural ability to attract a public eager for exciting entertainment. But after a while, the fickle American public gets bored when you keep repeating the same act. The New York Times explains the smaller crowds at his recent events this way. Much of the electorate is simply exhausted with the chaos that he brought to national politics, and his present legal troubles are just a reminder of that aspect of his presidency. Now, on to the current transits. During June, Mars is transiting in Cancer, which is the 12th house in Trump's Vedic astrology chart. Mars, the planet of action and force, transiting in the 12th house of the unknown, is interpreted as an attack from an unknown person. And now comes special counsel Jack Smith, who looks like he's straight out of central casting. And this guy is a totally unknown quantity for Donald Trump. Cold, calm, and completely unimpressed by the former president's ability to bully and sell baloney, Jack Smith looks like a dead-eye Marshal Earp, or maybe General Zod's cousin, descending on Trump like the angel of death. Trump tries to paint Smith as an evil guy, intent on doing harm to your favorite president. Next, Mars will enter Leo, Trump's ascendant, on June 30th. Immediately, Mars will conjunct his natal Mars, making Trump extra aggressive and combative. So watch for a lot of fireworks from him in July and August. Now, note that when Mars enters Leo at the end of June, it will not only be going into Trump's first house, but also the 9th house of the USA chart. That's the planet of aggression in the house of justice, judges, courts, and laws. So the Department of Justice, and that includes Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, will be manifesting Mars energy big time. Could be that that is when Trump gets the second federal arraignment for interfering with a federal election and inciting an insurrection. Or, in any case, expect that there will be some serious progress in legal proceedings with that Mars transit. But then, later in August, Mercury goes retrograde, also in Leo, which will slow things down. In other words, more judicial procedural steps and more delays. While all this is going on, Saturn has been transiting in Trump's seventh house since last January. The seventh house is the house of one-on-one relationships, partnership. But that also includes negative partnership, as in a direct enemy, and that would be President Biden and his administration, and now Prosecutor Jack Smith. Saturn is the planet of restriction, the planet of time and delay. It's also the planet of karma that you can't get out of. Saturn is inevitability. From its position in his seventh house, Saturn is directly opposing the first house, the house of self. This Saturn continues until early 2025. And how about Jupiter? The great benefic is now transiting in Aries, Trump's ninth house. This would conceivably give him some protection, except that this year, 2023, Jupiter is accompanied by Rahu and Uranus, both of which alter Jupiter's energy and make the great benefic planet less dependable. Next year, in May 2024, Jupiter proceeds into Taurus, Trump's 10th house, where it could, conceivably, give him a boost just in time for the election season. The 10th house of public activities and success in the world. Problem is, Uranus, planet of surprise, will still be accompanying Jupiter and once again causing distortion to Jupiter's beneficence. Immediately after the arraignment, Trump flew to his golf club in Bedminster for a fundraiser. That's right, he's fundraising, second house of income, off his indictment on federal espionage crimes, running his Victim Act as justification for asking for donations. But now, returning to the karmic timeline, as delineated by the subperiods, you may have noticed that I didn't continue past his Mercury subperiod, which ends in September 2024, in other words, just before the 2024 election. And that's because I wanted to save the best for the last. So what comes after the K2 subperiod? Venus. And where is his natal Venus? It's in the 12th house of confinement. See, the 12th house is endings, separation, death, the unknown, and places of confinement like prisons and hospitals. And his Venus is conjunct Saturn, the planet of restriction and harsh realities. Venus is the ruler of his 10th house, the house of status and position, as well as the 3rd house, the house of skills and talents. Its placement in the 12th house of unknown people, in other words, the masses, is what accounts for his skill and popularity with the masses. And indeed, even while in confinement, Trump will still have that popularity, still have his folk hero status. But the karma for being confined will be operating at the same time. As well as being the 12th house of confinement, the 12th is also the subconscious. Venus period represents his new status, 10th house, and is accompanied by Saturn, which represents his 6th house, the house of disease. This is all happening during the Jupiter major period, and note that his natal Jupiter is retrograde. In Vedic astrology, the period of a retrograde planet is known to activate congenital disease. So, looks like he could end up in one of those special places. Okay, that's it for this report. Hope you found it informative, or at least interesting. Next week will be an overview of what's coming up in July. So, Until next week.